Wednesday with Tokyo on Hake FM.
How do you guys do it?
On Hake FM.
I don't know how we do it, but are we doing it right now? Good morning, sir. Do we have you?
Well, good morning, Texas. You got yourself a Wednesday with W.
There he is. Morning, Doug.
Hey, this one goes out. I heard that guy you just right there. This one goes out.
Yeah.
This Wednesday with W. Goes out to that guy that said on your show that he liked it so much.
Yeah, he really did.
So let's play this one for Mike.
Name is Mark.
Or Mark.
Mike.
Either way, that's what I said.
Okay, good job.
Just play the thing.
All right. And W. That, I love it when he comes on. I'm like, I wonder if that's really him. How do you guys do that?
Well, that is right. I do sound a lot like me.
Yeah,
it is me, by the way.
Of course.
And it's just you and me today. Is that right, KBJB?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Heather Lee.
She's on vacation.
Summer vacation. Gotcha. Yep.
Well, I'm sure that's going well, wherever
they
went.
I'm sure it's going fine, yeah.
I can't wait to see, from a Heather Lee vacation, I can't wait to both see the pictures and the Google reviews she left along the way.
There's probably a few.
From a vacation.
There's probably a few,
right. Okay, so it's you and me. I guess that's enough of us to call a quorum.
Quorum.
Yeah, that's the fun word right now, quorum.
Yeah,
it's a political term, you see.
Quorum.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
But all the Democrats have left the state of Texas, evidently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now they split.
So what's the problem here? I don't
know.
Isn't that the goal?
All right.
Everybody's mad about it, too.
Yeah.
Old Abbott's issuing arrest warrants and threatening to fire Texas legislature. I even saw Ted Cruz speak out about it.
Mm.
And even he knows you never leave your state if you're an elected representative unless there's a natural disaster. And that's where you book your Cancun flyaway or something. Yeah, Ted knows that.
That's the Ted Cruz one.
That's right. Right now he's booking his Jet 2 holiday. Because nothing...
What?
Well, nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And for a limited time, you can save up to 50 pounds per person.
How do you know that?
I've been on TikTok lately. I've seen that a lot.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I had to go online because I had to Google who the hell Sydney Sweeney is.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, turns out there's, by the way, a lot on the internet about Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And,
well, you gotta
be... we're supposed to, let me get this right, we're supposed to be staring at her jeans.
Yes.
Okay.
American Eagle jeans.
Well, good luck with that. I wouldn't guess. I mean, after I figured out who Sydney Sweeney is and was and saw, I wouldn't think that we'd be talking about her jeans, but
okay.
Because if you see Sydney Sweeney,
I think we get it.
You get it.
Yes.
You see, this is where Heather Lee would come in and be useful there.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I don't know. If you don't know who we're talking about, consider yourself lucky. This is our 15-minute controversy of the week.
Yeah,
you know, like coming off the heels last week of Miranda Lambert's short denim skirt.
Yeah.
Now we got Sydney Sweeney's jeans. And I don't know if there's a celebrity that wears jorts out there, but, you know, if that happened, we got ourselves a summer denim bingo.
Look at that. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Even Trump is talking about Sydney Sweeney. Of course, Trump's talking about it.
Yeah.
And yesterday, what'd they do? They found Trump on top of the White House.
Yes.
Who is on the roof.
He's walking up
seriously,
there.
The President of the United States. And I was one of them, by the way.
Yes, you were.
Trump was just up there walking around on the top of the White House yesterday.
Taking a stroll, about 20 minutes.
I mean, I didn't even know we could get on the roof.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
If we were president. I mean, that would have been fun. I would have done it. I mean, go up there, hang out.
Sure.
Suntan, hang out with Willie.
Hey, now.
I would have built a fort and everything. It would have been so
much. Great.
Trump said he wanted to just look over his new rose garden, which he paved over, by the way, the presidential rose garden there at the White House, completely with concrete.
Yep.
And then he was looking over at the east wing of the White House, which is about to be bulldozed so he can build a huge Live Nation concert venue.
A big ballroom.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Either.
I wonder if they're going to have a kiss cam.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, maybe when they demolish the East Wing, they might just find some of those files that they can't track down.
Well, hello.
They're out there somewhere.
Somewhere.
All right, Texas. Well,
yeah.
I think we've quorumed enough for this one particular Wednesday. That's a Wednesday with W.
There it is.
That one was for Mike. Or
Mark.
That's what I said.
Mark.
Enjoy your tax-free weekend coming up.
Yeah.
Buy some Sidney Sweeney jeans or something.
There you go. God bless Texas. Thank you, sir.
That's a Wednesday with W.
Morning Radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.